Welcome back to the Daily Dose podcast. This podcast would have been sooner, but Jamal just had to mess everything up.
My bad.
I'm just blaming it all on you. I've been waiting 30 minutes to start this.
I woke up 30 minutes ago.
God damn it. Anyways, this is the actual first podcast.
Yes, it is.
The other one that's 25 seconds long, that was a test, and I accidentally posted that one.
Not smart.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. But anyways, before we start this off, can we just go through the dashboard of this episode? Of that 25-second clip?
Sure, let's go.
It's May as we're recording this, and it's got 8 plays in May.
Eight
that's in just insane. May.
In May?
Just in May, it's got 8. It's got 81 Whoa. In total.
Whoa.
And the top 3 listener geographic locations is United States, Canada, and South Africa.
South Africa?
Yeah, it's up there. It's number 3. 6% of our listeners are from South Africa.
That's insane.
My boys out in South Africa going strong.
Let's go.
Hey, so... how did you wake up 30 minutes ago? It's 4 o'clock.
I like sleeping.
Oh my god.
How did you wake up earlier?
I woke up at 8. I woke up 5-6 hours before you.
I like sleeping.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Yeah.
So, obviously, we're in quarantine because of COVID-19.
Yes.
So, what have you... how have you... what have you been doing to get yourself through quarantine so far?
Honestly, I bought this indoor basketball hoop, and I'm just shooting on that.
Really? How big is it?
It's really tiny. It can fit on my door.
I have one of those, too, but I lost the basketball. No, I lost the net. I still have the basketball, but I lost the net.
How?
I don't know. You would think the easier thing is to lose the net, but no, the easier thing is to lose the ball, but I lost the net.
Wow.
Don't have a clue how that happened. Anyways. Go ahead.
Ow.
I don't know.
I lost the ball once, but, you know, I found it.
Yeah. So, for my quarantine, I have been just coming up with video ideas. If you don't know, I have a YouTube channel. Check it out, Dax Lawrence. Yeah. Hey. DAX LAWRENCE. Check it out. Yeah, self-plug right there.
Shameless.
Shameless plug. To get through quarantine, I've been thinking of videos to make. I'm going to start posting videos again after my birthday. And, yeah, I can't believe we're only a month in quarantine. It feels like 6.
Honestly, though.
Like, still
boring.
It's insanely boring. Plus, all the schoolwork is astonishing.
Honestly, it's not even funny anymore.
Like, some classes, you'll get schoolwork, like, once every week. Say math, we get 3 assignments for 1 week. Science, we'll get 2 assignments a week. English, we get an assignment every day.
It's not fun.
And gym, I say we get an assignment every 2 weeks, I think.
I have not done the gym assignments at all.
Oh, bro.
I forgot gym was the thing.
Oh, my God. No, we have the same gym time, except his is in the morning, mine was in the afternoon, but now we're stuck at home.
Yeah.
And that's why we're recording podcasts, is because we're like just playing some Mafia last night, or Roblox, one of the two, and we're like, hey, we should start a podcast. Like, oh, that'd be amazing. And then I just made this art, our logo last night. It took me like 5 hours.
Yes, it did.
Jay didn't help with it once. How dare he? Well, he gave me the picture. I guess that was helpful.
Yeah.
And yeah, he gave me the picture, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till the lake opens up. So if you don't know, I live on a lake, and I just can't wait till it opens up, because quarantine will be a whole lot easier once the ice is off the lake.
Yeah.
So if you don't know, we're Canadian, so we get snow practically all year.
almost all year.
3 months we get off of summer, and it's May right now, so the ice is just starting to come off. Like, there's a, I could go swimming, but I would die in 2 minutes.
Yes, frostbite, very scary thing.
Frostbite, hypothermia.
Same thing.
Okay, you got me there. But yeah, it would be a whole lot funner because I can go swimming, I can go boating. Quarantine will be a whole lot easier. And let's just say I'm taking this quarantine thing very, very seriously. How about you?
I have went outside once or twice already.
I've gone outside against my own will.
I've gone outside on my own, like, you know, because it just felt like it.
It just felt like it.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm rich. I can do that.
I'm rich. I can do that. Oh, I wonder what it's like to be rich.
Oh, you don't want to know. This.
Oh, taxes. Am I right?
Yes.
Anyways, so we, quick fire questions.
Ooh.
You want to do some quick fire questions?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Did you come up with any questions for me by any chance?
By any chance, nope. I'll think of it
He has no planning for this at all. I have to do everything. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay, so how about this? If you could buy any type of food right now, what would you buy? Like, right now, this second, as we're recording this podcast, you can eat anything. What would it be?
Bat soup.
Bat soup.
Yes.
This guy just wants corona.
Well, look.
Bat soup.
Bat soup sounds tasty.
You're going to trigger all those people out there who have to eat bat soup daily?
Yeah, probably. Oh, well.
Oh, here's another quickfire question. What color is your toothbrush?
My toothbrush, it's like white and dark blue.
Dark yeah. blue?
Okay.
Is it?
I got a quickfire question ahead. For you. You can bring three things to an island. What would it be?
Three things to an island. Okay. I'm bringing them to the island?
Yes.
So I already have... So I'm going to the island.
Yes. Without your will.
Okay. Okay, I'm taking a boat.
Boat, mm-hmm.
A supply of food.
Supply of food, smart.
And a supply of gasoline so the boat can run.
Nice.
How about you? What would you do if you got stuck in an island? And you can't copy my answers because I'm too smart.
Okay. I would first of all have a phone.
Okay.
Because, you know, I need to text people.
Starting off strong.
Okay. I also would like a TV.
TV. Okay, nope. Where are you going to plug it into? The sand?
My generator. That's my third item.
Okay. Smart guy. How he's going to live a whole 3 days before dying of dehydration, which is a real thing.
Is it, though? I got Fiji water. Yes.
Oh, I got great value water.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, if you could be an animal... What animal would you be?
I would honestly be a lion.
A lion? Yes. Oh, wrong answer. I'd be a tiger so I can eat Carol Bastion's husband.
Wow. Okay, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's smart.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, that's smart.
So... Since we're starting out a new podcast,
mm-hmm.
do you think we're actually going to survive a whole five episodes?
We might, honestly. It depends.
See, the problem is he could care less what he does, so I have to, like, push him to make, like, it. Do you know how many times I had to text him just to make this podcast? A whole three times.
One, two... Three, four.
Oh, he's counting.
Five times.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's... Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's got me. Anyways, if we make five episodes without him quitting, that would be amazing.
Should I quit?
Comment down below. Can you even comment on the podcast?
I don't think so.
I know on Apple Podcasts you can leave a review. I don't know about Spotify. You're more of the Spotify kind of dude. Can you leave a comment on Spotify?
I don't think so.
So probably just a review then. Leave a review if we... Hey, how about this? If we... Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
We are so unprepared for this podcast. It's not even funny just because it's our first podcast. We have no idea what to do. Like, give us time and we'll get better.
Hopefully.
So, since it's our first podcast, I say we should tell a story on how we met.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
So, I know the first time I seen Jamal was in grade 6 Camp Whitney, which Camp Whitney is where the two schools would go together. Me and Jamal both went to different schools. But they would, all the grade 7s, or no, grade 6s would come together to make one big class and go to this camp, run, like, it was like probably a 15-minute boat ride. So parents would volunteer boats and, like, travel us there. And the camp was run by the city. We'd stay there for about 3 nights.
Yeah, 3 nights.
And it was those kind of camps where it's fun, but you still have to learn.
But
they kind of, they made it so it's fun. I never thought that those words would actually come out of my mouth. Fun learning.
Yeah, I know. Sounds wrong.
But now, I know we first became friends like 5 months ago. Like, we never knew each other's names until... You tell the story. Like, I'm talking too much.
Yeah, you kind of are. So, the first time we actually, like, talked to each other was the first year of grade 9. We were... Every one of our friends were just checking each other's schedules. And then we just seen each other's and we were like, hey, we're in the same classes. Want to be friends?
that's exactly how it goes. I remember it. My memory is, thank you. I can't finish words. I don't know why. So anyways, that's how we met. Like, that's how we became friends. But I know I first seen him in grade 6. And I only seen him once, and that's when we had stations, and it was the baseball station. We were on the same team, but I swear the only time I seen you on my team was at baseball. And you were amazing at it.
I never played baseball, like, ever.
I suck at baseball. Like, let's just get a toddler with arthritis would be better than me.
Yeah, probably. The way you swing, it's just no.
It's bad.
Like, I could hit the ball better with being blindfolded.
Oh yeah, like this. You don't get how good he was for not playing it at all. And I swear you had
green. I did not. I had green hair in grade 8.
I swear, I seen you with green in grade hair. 8. No, it had to be
grade 8. And then right after Camp Whitney, I got my hair faded, and then I didn't have any green hair afterwards.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure. Like, I have it on my Snapchat. See, my hair dyed and everything.
I'll just go through the word. It was you. So, that's kind of the story how you met. It obviously didn't go exactly like that. When was the first time you actually seen me?
The first time I seen you was in grade 8 during Camp Whitney. We were planning to play volleyball during our, like, little spare time thing. And that was the first time I remember seeing you. I think you were trying to be a setter or, like, a power.
I think I was trying to be a spiker. Because I know the net there was, like, insanely short. Like, you could definitely spike on this. And, like... Jamal is 5'3", and I'm 5'10".
Yeah, I'm pretty short.
So, yeah, Jamal's kind of short, and I'm on the average side. But you saying volleyball reminds me of our JV season. This was Jamal. Jamal has never played volleyball before.
And I joined the team.
And he just decides to try out for the team and makes the team.
Yes.
So we obviously knew of each other, and we hung out a bit at school. So he's like, yeah, I'm going to tryouts. Are you going? I'm like, yeah, I'm going. So we get to tryouts. We're, like, all dressed and everything. The net's set up, and everyone's just, like, practicing. He comes up to me. How do you play volleyball? And there's 5 minutes until tryouts start, and I'm here teaching him how to play volleyball.
Like, oh, okay, so that's how you set. I remember doing that before.
And I don't know how you made the team.
Well, you know, not many people play volleyball, so, like...
Lots of people play volleyball. Lots of people just don't want to play volleyball.
Well,
like, we had a sick team.
An insane team. Mine and me.
We had a good team. How much playing time did you
get? I remember playing a lot for the first tournament I went to in Steinbach.
Steinbach was the first... Man, Steinbach tournament was the best tournament.
Yeah, the pool party.
Yeah, so what ended up happening is we drove to Steinbach. It was like 6 in the morning, 6:30. We were leaving from our school to go to Steinbach, which is about an 8-hour drive. But we weren't going to Steinbach. We were going to Winnipeg, and we're going to stop at the mall. What's that mall called?
The Polo Park.
What? Yeah. Polo Park Mall. And we stayed there for like 3 to 5 hours. And, bro, that was probably the litest time
ever. I played VR for the first time there. They had, like, the showcase for, like, the PlayStation VR thing. And I played Beat Saber as my first one. And then I played Super Hot.
Super Hot was... Hot's honestly, the best one.
I shot myself in that game.
Just when you're about to die.
I was so annoyed. I was about to beat the demo. And then I die, so then I'm just like, screw it.
I still have videos of Ty playing a game, and I'm like, Ty, I'm recording you. And he just turns his head right to me, and like he's wearing the VR mask, so he doesn't know where I am. And the voice echoes, because we're in the middle of the mall, and he just turns his head instantly, and it was the scariest thing in my life.
Nice.
And then Ty bought fake
AirPods. Oh, yeah, that was funny.
And then tried to sell them for even more to our other teammate. And we're just eating with them. I'm like, no, you're not selling them for $50 if you bought them for $30. You're selling them for $15 because they're crap.
Yeah, they were bad.
Yeah. I think he sold them for
$20
instead of $15. So he lost out on $10. But like he owned them for a whole 2 minutes. Were you there when he bought them?
No, I wasn't there. It's just I found him on the food court.
Because what's funny is, I think you were
with AirPods.
Eating.
I had
He's got real AirPods, so you know he's rich. But Owen was on a mission to find fake AirPods. He found them, and then Ty's like, "I want fake AirPods." So we asked, and we went to the store. Ty bought them, tried them on. They didn't even connect to his phone, so he took them back, and the person was like, "No, the packages is damaged, so we can't take them back." And he got so mad at them because he owned them for a whole 2 minutes.
That sucks.
So that's when he sold them and got $10, lost $10 out of it.
Big oop.
But Steinbach was insane because we just pull up to Polo Park and they're like, "Go do whatever you want." Like, we had zero rules. The only rule was, when our coach texts us, we meet at the entrance.
I was contemplating to buy, like, silver stuff. I was trying to go to Foot Locker and get something, but, like, I didn't.
I know one of our teammates just bought $3,000 shoes for volleyball. Yeah, Air Force Ones, I think they were. They're, like, the rainbow Air Force Ones. They're sick.
Insane.
Yeah. So we could do whatever we want, and that when you're giving grade 9 and 10s do whatever they want.
Yeah, we went insane.
Like, I don't think I bought anything. I think the only thing I bought in Polo Park was food. I know we went crazy on food.
I was so hungry for some reason.
Like, I think you went to 3 different food courts.
3 different shops.
all I can remember is you getting a taco, like three tacos. No, that's all I can remember.
I got a taco, and then I got an orange Julius, and then I also got a fries.
I know exactly what I got, because I get it every time. I get New York fries, I get a medium New York fries, orange Julius, because those are so underrated. They're so good. And then, yeah, and if I'm still feeling hungry, I'll get a burger, because burgers are awesome. And then, obviously, after we're done at Polo Park, we go to Steinbach, which is in about an hour drive, and we stay in our hotels. And that's another lit thing, is we asked if we could bring, like, a PS4 or PS3, and she said no. But obviously, we're going to bring them. So, I think the room arrangement was 5 and 5, like, 5 in one room, 5 in another room, and our rooms were just across from each other.
Okay.
And then, I think the next night, Ty got kicked out of his room, the room that you were in, because we weren't in the same room. Ty got kicked out. And then Caden left. So then we had 4 and 5. And I'm guessing, I don't know what happened in your room. Can you tell me?
Like, we had a PlayStation and then everyone was just doing that. And then we kicked out Ty because, you know, he's Ty. Yeah, and then, well, everyone started just going into that room. We had, like, no space. One of our teammates had to sleep in the tub. Yeah.
In the bathtub? I wasn't in that room, so our room was a whole lot better. Yeah, sounds like it. So, we had, in our room, we had Caleb, Owen, and Ty. One second, I'm getting called for one reason. Okay. You talk, okay?
Alright, So our room was, like, insane. It was, like, too many people, actually. Like, at one point, I had to sleep on the floor. It was one of the worst nights ever. I had to sleep on the floor.
Don't know what that interruption was about, but apparently food's ready, but I'm not eating because I'm recording a podcast, Mom. So, anyways,
your room.
Oh, right. So, in our room, I was taking my own bed, and the other kid, the grade 10, was taking their own bed. We had one grade 10 and three grade 9s. So, I'm like, okay, whoever, you two, 1v1 in NHL, whoever wins gets the cot. And the cot was, like, a single bed, and it was so comfortable. And what's funny is one of them ended up winning. He laid down and I'm like, what do you think you're doing? Sleeping on the cot? No, you're sharing the bed with the other kid. I'm getting the cot. It was just a prank. I'm sleeping. So I took the cot and then we didn't have our doors locked. And Bruce just walks in and lays on my cot. So then everyone else is asleep and we're here just talking about the world's randomest stuff. And he falls asleep. And I'm talking to him, and I'm like, Bruce. And he's not answering to me. I turn over, and he's sleeping, so I just smack him across the face. I'm like, go to your room. And that was the first night. And then, obviously, we woke up, ate breakfast. I had a shower in the morning. I don't usually shower in the morning. I shower late at night, but I showered in the morning to feel good. Ate breakfast, and then we went to go play volleyball. And we were trash compared to those other teams. There was one team out of all 13 teams that we could beat, and that was the Mavericks. And I still don't know how we got fourth place.
Honestly, we, like, somehow made it into the playoffs, and then we had to, like...
We made it into the playoffs by only being able to beat one team.
Team that didn't make it.
I know, like, we were really close to getting third place, but we lost overtime. By, like, 5 points.
Destroyed us.
Yeah. It's not even overtime. It's, like, you just have to beat the person by 2 points, and we were at that stage where you have to beat the person by 2 points, and they got that lucky.
Yeah, I know that. 2 points. I'm a basketball player. Yeah, I play
what?
Basketball.
It's volleyball.
Yeah, that's why I said overtime.
Okay. So anyways, the tournament's done. And we just found out, this is like the summertime. And we just found out that our city, it just got heavy snow. And halfway there, the highway is covered in ice. And there's already people, like, there's already crashes happening and tow trucks out there. So it was our coach's decision. Do we stay a night in Winnipeg and then drive in the morning? Or take the risk at letting our bus driver drive at night and possibly get into the ditch? So they took the smarter option. We stayed at the Holiday Inn in Winnipeg. And that was the most insane hotel I've ever been in.
Well,
for honestly, a trip. Like, just a school
trip.
There
was, like, an indoor pool. Well, almost, yeah, but there was an indoor pool, but it was, like, cool. Like, there was...
So the
yeah, you explain.
Go ahead. The pool was on the third floor. Not just the pool. There was, like, you had to have a key card to get into the area where the pool is, and then have another key, a pool card to get into the pool. And there was a hot tub. And then on the side of the pool, there's this humongous play structure.
It was so much fun. I fell asleep around 10 in the afternoon.
I don't know how this guy, he just fell asleep, and then he fell asleep. And while he's sleeping, another school comes in to our room, and we're just hanging out playing COD and everything. And this kid goes to sleep at 10, and I end up going to sleep at 3.
I don't know how I fell asleep at 10 that time, actually.
Yeah, and you didn't even change, and you didn't even, like, take off your pants. You just slept in your jeans. That was probably the most uncomfortable sleep you've ever had. All I know is you were awake, and I saved up my money so I could chip in to an extra large pizza.
I remember.
And that's what we did. We bought an extra large pizza, and it was the best pizza ever.
Yeah.
It was Domino's. It was so good.
Yeah, it was.
And we ended up... We ended up eating the pizza and everything. And I went to bed at 3. I wake up to this Christian guy singing on the TV. Because we left the TV on. And it's just... It's the holidays. Jesus Christ. I don't know. It was the funniest thing ever. So I wake up. I go have a cold shower to get ready. I get ready. And no one else is sleeping, and we're leaving in 10... No, everyone else is sleeping, and we're leaving in 10 minutes. So I'm starting to throw the covers off the bed. I'm like, wake up, idiots! It's time to go!
I was like,
And we stopped at Tim Hortons, and it took us about 40 minutes to get everyone's food. Yeah, and the bus ride there and back, me and Jamal sat together, and we just watched some movies. I think we watched It and A Quiet Place. Or no, it was It, and
it
I don't know what that other
place.
Movie was called.
Don't Breathe,
Don't Breathe. Don't Breathe. I think Don't Breathe scared me more than It. We both picked horror movies.
What
were the odds?
Stuff.
I like the plot of scary stuff. I just don't like the scary
stuff. Honestly, I'm like, it's gonna be scary. The plot's gonna be insane. And then all of a sudden, there's a jump scare. I'm like,
I hate jump scares. Like, It, on a rating of scariness, it was a
Don't
3
breathe.
For me.
It was probably like, it wasn't that scary for me.
What's the scariest movie
the
you've
scariest
actually
movie
ever watched?
I've ever watched.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't remember. I, like, don't usually watch scary stuff. I think I watched The Ring. Or was it The Exorcist? I watched one with, like, a girl that was, like, became a demon, and then she, like, floated up in there, and then I was like, I'm not watching that ever again.
It's like where you watch the film of the girl, and she gets closer and closer to the TV, and then
That's
you get a
days.
Phone ring,
and then
it's like a 7-day countdown. Yeah, the ring was probably the
scariest one.
Now, the scariest movie for me, Quiet Place. I'm getting chills just talking about it. Yeah.
Isn't the Quiet Place the one with the aliens?
Yeah, you cannot talk because their ears just, like, are so good. But, obviously, there's going to be a spoiler. So, if you haven't watched The Quiet Place and you want to watch it, pause now and go watch it. Then play the podcast again from this time. No, we won't. Anyways, so the plot was if you make a sound, you die. Because these monsters will hear you. And what's scary is, like, it's killed off the whole civilization, but it's left to this one family. And the one girl's deaf, so she can't hear what she does. So that's even harder. But what ended up happening is the alien's weakness is high-frequent noises that humans can't hear. So, like, they're so high-frequent that we can't hear them, but it, like, just wrecks those aliens, and they can't do anything, and then you shoot them and kill them. That's how they ended the movie off. So, those were our two picks of the scariest movies. And that came out of nowhere because we were talking about our volleyball trip.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, so we obviously get home. And then, I think in 2 weeks, this is back on the volleyball trip, we had zones. So, zones are the playoff of volleyball. It's like,
if you don't win zones, it's over.
Yeah, your team's done.
Next year.
We got third place. Next year is where we're going to take over. We're going to get first place next year, I'm calling it. Watch, exactly this time next year, there's going to be a podcast. we lost.
It's all because of Jamal. Should have played volleyball.
All because of Jamal.
Yeah.
All your fault. So what... Have you been, like, training in quarantine? Like, what exactly have you been doing in quarantine? Like, I've already asked this question, but we kind of just, like, skipped over.
So, honestly, I don't have any workout equipment. So, like, I'm starting to not become, you know, start becoming weak. But, like, I've been working on jumping a lot because, you know.
Oh, yeah?
I that's, like, the one thing I kind of really need because I'm short. So, like, I've been working on jumping a lot. So, I'm, like, really good at that now.
Do you know what your I know we measured it in class, and I think your vertical is 30 inches?
It was, like, 30 inches, around there.
It was either 30 inches or 30 centimeters. It was probably 30 inches, because it was about the height of the desk I'm on. And mine was it was around 30. What do you think your vertical is now?
Hopefully it's a bit better than 30. Like, hopefully it's, like, 35. I'm
taking a guess. It's
40 inches is gonna be a tad bit too high for me. I mean, like, I can finally dunk on my hoop on, like, low settings. So, like, before I couldn't, now I can. So, like, I know I'm improving.
Yeah, for my quarantine, I've been being active. I've been going for either a walk or a bike ride every day. I've been popping out, like, 5 kilometers on an average each day. I know in 1 week I did 80 kilometers. Yeah. And I think on 5 of those days I was listening to a podcast. Not this one, a better one, because ours is trash. Anyways. Okay. So so you can see the podcast name. It's Best Rapper Alive. Who do you think the best rapper alive is? Alive or dead, but. Mostly alive.
The best rapper alive. Tell me right now. I'm going to say Eminem, but I don't watch a lot of him. So I'm just going to do with someone I actually watch and listen to. It's The Baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Baby? I don't listen to Eminem, but I've listened to Godzilla. And that just is astonishing, but I don't listen to him, so I'm gonna go with someone I do listen to.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. How old is Jay-Z? I'm gonna search that up right now.
While
tell me why DaBaby is the best rapper.
Flow and everything. And I just really like the way he raps. I've been listening to a lot more of DaBaby now. Because, you know, I like DaBaby.
See, I got one problem with this. DaBaby is like all the other rappers. He does the same thing as all the other rappers. Jay-Z, he changed the rap game. And he's 50 years old. And I'm pretty sure, is he still rapping to this day? I don't think he is. He was, I think 2017 was his last album.
He's 50 years old.
I just said that. But he's changed the rap game. Unlike DaBaby, he's just doing what Jay-Z has already done. That's why I say Jay-Z is the best rapper. Now I gotta come up with more reasons why he's the best rapper. That he's old. Like, I just can't see DaBaby as being like he's a great rapper. Vaccine. But I don't listen to him. Like I've listened to his music, but
if you rap, what would your nickname be? Yeah, what would your rap name be?
My rap name? Ooh, that's good. Well, my name is Dax. D-A-X. So Lil if it was Dax. Coming off right off the spot, it would be Lil Dax. Yeah. But I have thought of this, and like, so a lot of rappers don't have their name in their rap size. So what about Lil Size?
Lil Size. Are you trying to tell us something? You know, Lil Size? Everything.
Oh my god, no. No. What would... Lil Size. Lil under average.
Honestly,
what would your rap name be?
What?
Oh, wait, let me guess your rap name.
Above average.
Above average.
No. No. honestly, it might be like J-Money. Yeah, J-Money. Maybe Money. Like Dagoon J, I don't know.
Is there a rapper with the name, like, Money? Like, something Money. I don't think there is. I wonder. I've always wondered this question. You know how a lot of rappers like DaBaby, and then there's Lil Baby, Lil Pump,
Lil Money,
Lil Skies, Lil Xan, Lil Money. Is that a rapper?
Just noted.
Is that? It is. Who was the first rapper with Lil?
No.
Do you know that?
I really would like
to know, because I know Lil stands for little. Lil Rodney C?
I don't know.
Lil Rodney... How old is he? I don't know. Lil Rodney... That sounds like he's, like, old. So are you still sticking with DaBaby as the greatest rapper?
He changed the rap game.
See, Eminem is he's changed the game. But same with all these rappers have changed the game. Just like Snoop Dogg has changed the game. But he's all these rappers do a different kind of rap. Like there's DaBaby. He's more of a mumble rapper, right? Jay-Z, all about flow. Eminem, flow and speed. Now, I ain't no rapper. I ain't no music producer. I don't know anything about music. So this could all be wrong.
Or mine.
Don't take my opinion on it. Well, you're probably better flowing than me. Oh.
Probably.
What if we have a free... Who can freestyle longer
maybe
on the podcast?
Time.
Next time. That would be...
Yeah,
that'd actually probably be a good episode. Oh, I actually just got an email from a company. I'm not going to say what company.
Nice.
I got an ad for my YouTube channel. Yeah. I'm not going to give away how much they're paying me. It's not a lot.
Yeah, you're not that famous yet, Dax. Don't get your
up. No, I have 187 subs, so. I did get a sponsorship, so that's pretty cool. Obviously shows that someone knows me. That's pretty cool how some people have noticed me.
Yeah.
Ooh.
TikTok.
We all know TikTok.
Yeah.
Right? How did TikTok get so famous?
I don't know, honestly. I heard it was originally Musical.ly and then they switched it.
I don't think they switched it. I think someone else bought it and rebranded it.
And if that did happen, and, like, they rebranded it really well.
Yeah, like TikTok has blown off. One of the most famous TikTokers, 50 million followers.
Wait, did you say 50?
50 million followers. Someone has on TikTok. It's crazy. You know what that shows? It took PewDiePie, I think, 7 years to get to 50 million subscribers on YouTube. And TikTok's only been a thing for 3 years, and someone's got a lot of people have 50 million. Is TikTok taking over YouTube?
If it continues like this.
See, I just thought of this. You know how Vine was really big? Vine made all these, like, Liza Koshy, David Dobrik, Jake Paul, Logan Paul. They all started off in Vine. Vine was insanely popular. It died off. YouTube came. It kind of seems like a circle. When YouTube dies, people will go to TikTok. And those famous people will go onto a new streaming site. Or, like, entertainment site.
Yeah, one day.
Because YouTube's going to die. Like, I already think TikTok's taking over YouTube. Yeah. The thing is, YouTubers are still making more money than TikTokers. Because YouTube, can upload a 1 second video to a 1 day video. And anywhere from 10 minutes to 1 day, you can get paid for putting ads. How do you get paid on TikTok for a 15 to 60 second clip?
That has to be like sponsorships. I think that's like...
Yeah. I think the way TikTokers get paid is they first get famous. And then, so now kids know of them. And now big brands are like... giving them money to shout out their brand to make them more popular. That's how I think TikTokers have gotten their money. From brand deals. Mm-hmm. Sponsorships. Yeah. So there's that. There's TikTok versus YouTube. But here's another one. Now, Mixer versus Twitch. So, what's Twitch run by?
I don't know what it's run by. It's by people.
I think Twitch is run by Twitch. Like, I think Twitch is its own company. Because I know Mixer is run by Microsoft, so Bill Gates. And I don't know if you heard, but Mixer paid Ninja $100 million to switch from... Now, this is old news. $100 million to switch from Twitch to Mixer. Mixer blow up. And Mixer took away one of Twitch's biggest streamers. How does Twitch cope with that?
I honestly, it's kind of old news that Twitch is like already, like, I think Twitch has already worked with that. And now there's like other Twitch streamers that have like, you know, compensated for Ninja leaving. I just feel like Ninja had like a bad deal on it. Yeah, like, yeah, he's going to get paid. Yeah. Like, I think, but, like, yeah, like,
most... What happens to his fans?
Mixer's already died down. Like, I haven't heard of Mixer, like, in a really long time.